Yeah, it's Carl, and it's time for the moo. Yeah, it's Carl, and I'm still fat, and I'm still 50, and I'm still frisky, definitely frisky. And you know, it's been a while since I've done the anchor, and so I thought I'd get on here and say what's going on. And you know, it's July. We got the pandemic going on. That's really boring. And, you know, COVID-19, where the 19 stands for how much weight did you gain? And, you know, July 4th came around and I went over to a friend's house. They're like, hey, have some pie. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. And they're like, have some more pie. And I was like, oh, that's really not good. And then some chips. And yeah, so I stepped on the scale July 5th. And I set a new record. I was like, hey, look at that. You've never been this fat in your life. I was up to 230 pounds. And so now it's, 9 days later, and I'm down 5 pounds. And a couple things I've been doing. I was just like, look, this is enough. You know, I'm never going to get back if I just keep just blowing off my diet and not doing all the right stuff. And a couple of things I've been looking at. One is this app that a lot of people use, MyFitnessPal. And I don't mind MyFitnessPal, but I found this other one, and it's a little more accurate. It's actually cheaper if you go with the pro plan, which gives you just a ton of stats. So if you like stats, this is the tool for you. And it's called Chronometer. And basically, if you go to supportthisshow.com/food tracking. So again, supportthisshow.com/food tracking. That'll take you right over there. And so I've been doing that and keeping my calories in check. I eat a lot of carbs, and you know, I don't want to do the whole keto thing where you can't even sniff a carb, but I did try to keep them under 100, and that seems to help. And then the other thing, I found this cool little gizmo. Because you're like, oh, how many carbs am I supposed to eat? I don't know. And so I bought this thing called a Lumen. Lumen. It's L-U-M-E-N. And if you go to supportthisshow.com/Lumen, what it is you blow into it, and there's a whole bunch of science. Science goes, woo, look at us, we're science. And they evaluate your breath. You got to do it twice. So you do like this big, like, you suck in the air, and then you got to hold your breath for 10 seconds, then you blow it out, and it goes, hey, guess what? You're burning fat, or you're burning carbs, and you want to be, you know, basically burning fat, because, well, that's the stuff you have the most of. And so I've been doing that, and that's when I was like, wow, I eat way too many carbs. So you might want to check that out. Between those two, tracking your food and then kind of getting the balance of carbs and proteins right seems to be helping me a little bit. You know, I'm down 5 pounds in a little over a week. And, you know, sometimes you just got to like huckle down and say, all right, that's enough of that nonsense. And so that's what I'm doing, and I'm tracking the food, and I'm blowing into my Lumen, and it's yesterday was the first day I went out and I rode my bicycle. I hadn't rode my bicycle in forever, so I did it for an hour and about died. The last 2 miles, my legs are like, what are you doing, Carl? Jeez. And so I got done, I blew in my Lumen. It's like, hey, you are burning fat. And I was like, finally, because if you eat a whole bunch of carbs, I guess the best way to describe this is if you were building a fire, and you think about it, your metabolism, you know, it's kind of like a fire and it burns up calories, and your carbs are like a kindling, and then your fat is like the logs, and you want to burn the logs. And if you have a whole bunch of carbs, well, then you just keep burning kindling. And it's like, ooh, wow, look at all the carbs I'm burning. Yeah, but you're not really getting rid of the logs. So the website is fat50andfrisky.com, and I'll have a link to the Lumen and the food tracking software, because it's, like I said, it's a little more accurate. It's pretty cool. And I'll be talking more about those in the future. So until then, stay frisky.